Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Joining us live this morning, Ryan Whalen from the State Department of Transportation. We're talking about yet another meeting on the 33. Ryan, thanks for being on with us tomorrow. Today, before we get to tomorrow's meeting, want to start with what happened just a couple of weeks ago and the first listening session and public forum that went on. What was learned? What was different, if anything, this time around, when it came to hearing from the people about the DOT or about the 33?
Yeah, good morning, Brian and Susan. The meeting that we had roughly 2 weeks ago at the Schiller Park Senior Center was a different meeting in general than we've had regarding the Kensington throughout speaking about this project at all. Before, the meetings that we were having were largely stakeholder meetings. People were invited, although we never turned anybody away, but those were talking about a specific project that we were working to get off the ground. In fact, we already had some shovels in at the Best Street Bridge portion of the project. And that was the tunnel or the cap or whatever people want to call it. This meeting was not with one specific project in focus. Rather, we're trying to figure out the scope. And so we were not telling people specific plans. We were asking them to come and talk about how they use the Kensington and what they want to see. And this next meeting tomorrow at the Edward Saunders Community Center, which is 2777 Bailey Avenue in Buffalo, will be a very similar format with similar displays, the same idea, having staff there to chat with people. So we're excited to get that second meeting off the ground.
Ryan, how many listening sessions will there be? And will the most popular option win?
We're going to have as many meetings as we feel are necessary. We're planning to go well into next year with these listening sessions, although I imagine that as we get some feedback from people and start seeing what is working, what's effective, and what isn't, that the meetings will evolve a little bit. I know some people have been asking to have a more of a public forum style with a microphone where they can speak. And that's something that we will obviously consider as we move along in the process. As far as will the most popular option win, it's hard to say that one way or another, Susan, because just from the meetings, I don't know that you could necessarily gather what would be a referendum vote in Western New York. If you're talking about what's most popular at those meetings, certainly this first meeting, we had a lot of people from the Eastside Parkways Coalition who are pushing for the restoration of Humboldt Parkway and a fill-in option. And that is something that we're going to seriously study and consider. But I'd caution people from thinking that this is a vote that they're making, or that this is a popularity contest, because it is a process and there's a lot that goes into it. And that's why I say, think about what you want to get out of this exercise. You don't need to come and cast your vote for the project you like. If that's something that you want to do, you're free to do it, but you have the option to really get involved in giving feedback and giving ideas and talking about how the Kensington Expressway affects you that could be very important as we move forward in the exercise, as opposed to just, you know, casting your vote. I want a tunnel, or I want to fill in the Kensington Expressway, or something else. Because once again, I don't want people to think this is a binary choice either, where everything is on the table at this point.
You know, when we spoke last time, there was a mention of, you know, wanting to hear from more than just the two groups that we've heard from all the time on this issue. Was that the case in the first meeting? Do you have an indication that that's going to be the case, or is it still these two voices driving the discussion?
I would say right at that first meeting, it was still these two voices driving the discussion. We did hear some new things, but at the same time, there was some expectation at this first meeting that that would be the case. We're starting in the city of Buffalo. The Bailey Avenue meeting is obviously in the city of Buffalo too. We know that there are people that are really involved and we're waiting for this meeting and are passionate about it. So I'm not surprised that we saw a lot of the same people and heard a lot of the same voices. We also had a ton of people show up, which shows how important this is to people. So I thought it was an effective meeting and we had robust conversation. But I do imagine as we get our locations a little more geographically diverse, start getting into some of those inner-ring suburbs, and more people just hear about what we're doing, that we might see some new ideas, some different perspectives. And that's how this listening session series was sort of designed to work.
All right. And the other thing to keep in mind is that 75,000 cars a day use it, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people still use the Kensington Expressway. So if we were to do a fill-in option, and once again, something that we'll seriously study, we have to find out where those cars go and how it's going to affect commuters. That's not to take anything away from the importance of the health of people who live next to the Kensington Expressway. But this is part of a process, and if we were to do a fill-in, we would be required to get all of these voices and see who these people who are affected. You have to remember, when we were looking at a tunnel option, it really didn't change the traffic patterns that people would have been working with from their regular commutes. A fill-in does. And so it's a different sort of study. And that's why we're going out to talk to people, so that we can gather this feedback right off the bat.
All right. Well, hey, Ryan, thanks so much for being on with us again this morning. Ryan Whalen with the State Department of Transportation. Another listening session on the 33 tomorrow night, 5 p.m. at the Edward Saunders Community Center in Buffalo.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.